I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Burma's government ended a six-decade war and a ceasefire agreement with Karen rebels yesterday. Vision Beyond Borders is taking care of thousands of oppressed Karen refugees, many of whom are believers. So is the peace agreement genuine? VBB's Diane Romain says.
It's all speculation at this point, but we are cautiously optimistic and always are encouraged whenever things can move in a positive direction.
Romain says if the conflict is over, the persecution may just be redistributed. VBB has recently seen an influx of 30,000 Kachin refugees. Despite ongoing violence, the gospel is spreading. Keep praying. Next, yesterday marked the second anniversary of the earthquake in Haiti that killed more than 300,000 people. The 7.0 quake left thousands homeless. Many are still homeless. Medical Teams International's Bas van der Zalm says the recovery's been difficult. Today, Medical Teams is working in a camp of 50,000 people.
They've not been able to rebuild yet, so they have built small homes north of Port-au-Prince, and we are operating a clinic there that actually is a church on Sunday. We're also helping with a clinic for people who lost their arms and legs. We are providing prosthetics to them.
Your $50 gift will help an entire family. And to kick off the new year, Christians in Egypt held a worship service in Tahrir Square. The square in Cairo has been a hub for sometimes violent protests over the last year, but between 5 and 10,000 people gathered to worship by candlelight in that same bloodied square. Sat7, satellite television for Christians in the Middle East and North Africa, broadcast the service, spreading the hope of Christ across Egypt. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join the Mission Network News Facebook force. Find the link at missionnetworknews.org. Not on Facebook? Get Mission Network News delivered to your email or smartphone. Sign up at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.